Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast. This week, the boys join a cult.
Whereas mine is all about worship and sodomy.
Rob has finally seen Deadpool and Wolverine.
I thought every cameo had been ruined for me. The main ones had been, but all the little ones hadn't.
Tom's taught T&K some questionable songs.
Rule Britannia, marmalade and jam, we put sausages in our old man. Can't remember if there was anything else here. We rubbed his belly with 5-pound jelly, but the poor old soul was dead.
Rob was born in 1985. How much does he know about that year?
Well, that's familiar if you have dogs.
It's Rob's birthday. What did Tom get him this year?
Ooh, naked.
Oh, yeah. They've got their throbbers out.
I'll read this with tea tomorrow.
That's it? Nothing more? Blimey. Oh, well, you might as well give them a listen.
Hola.
Hello, Rob.
All right.
How are you doing?
Good. I've still got this fucking cough to my nut, but I actually am good, other than that.
Good,
happy.
Good. Done anything interesting this week?
Have I done anything interesting?
It's only Tuesday, but I guess...
Yeah, I'm getting slowly wound up on my dogs. Does that count as something interesting?
What, the fact they keep on eating everything you own?
I came home to 3 destroyed books today.
Oh no, not more books.
Yeah, so I've managed to block them from getting the bookshelf books, like the proper reading books. Now they're going into the kitchen and pushing those bar stools out of the way and taking the cookbooks off the shelves.
Gee.
I've lost 6 cookbooks in the last week.
Are we sure this isn't them telling you something?
That my cooking's shit.
Or, it's like, Delia, we're coming for you.
I mean, they are all Joe Wicks ones.
Oh.
I think, all but one today. It was all Joe Wicks ones, yeah.
And they ate all the rice, I hear.
Oh, yeah, and Loki. Miranda made herself some rice and something for a lunch and stupidly left a whole pack of rice on the side. And then I come home. I know, then I went and got tea, and then when I came back from the nursery with him, looked at the sofa and there was just a pack of rice and just rice everywhere. They've got the shits today.
I'm not surprised.
Both of them. It's Loki that does it all. And then he'll get things off the side.
Yeah.
And then Link will eat it with him. So they both will eat the stuff and destroy stuff. Link's Loki,
like,
will go get it.
I've got the chance to do it, so I might as well do it.
Yeah.
So Loki is the instigator.
But what's interesting about the... So this is going to go over 5 minutes. The interesting about the book... The cookbook one is that they're not like all disheveled. It's almost like he's getting his paw and pulling one down and then eating it and then getting another one, because it's not like they're all moved out the rule. They're all still there, really neatly placed where
he's
they
just
live.
Doing it one at a time.
It's just like, I think, generally think he's putting his paw in and putting it down, because he can open cupboards and he can open doors. He can do this dog, as I said before, he's like a raptor. He can do something. We had a child lock on in our old kitchen. We had a child lock on the dog food door because he used to open it and eat the dog food. So yeah, I live with a raptor.
Nice, nice. Well, my week's not been very exciting, to be honest. I dug a hole in the back garden.
Oh no, it's exciting. Yeah.
It's not exciting, and it's broken me for 2 days.
I was gonna say,
now.
How's your back?
Oh, my back's fine. The muscles in my chest, my triceps, and my thighs are agony. I'm walking around, and it looks like they've kind of welded all my joints together. So it's like, ow, 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 as I walk along. It really isn't a pretty
look. Have
you
finished the job, or is it just a trench at the moment?
Well, I've done the trench, and I went out after the little downpour we had today, and there's still puddles in the bottom of it, which suggests that's as good as the drainage is going to get anyway. If I go deeper, I might... Oh, it's really boring. I'm sorry. Really boring. It's red clay. There's nothing I can do about that. Unless I go another 30 centimetres deeper and see if the red clay's gone at that point. Mm. The point is, oh my God, this is so fucking boring. If you want to dig a soak away, you're meant to dig to 1.2 metres deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 1 foot.
You haven't got a digger. Don't do it.
It's not that. It's an emergency drainage thing. Basically, we had that 2 months' worth of rain inside a day, mm-hmm. and our front room started to flood. Not badly. It just, water started seeping in. We put loads of towels down, wrung it out, and we got away with it. We don't want that happening again. So the idea was dig this trench. I've got 1 ton of gravel turning up on Friday, so I've taken the day off, and I'm going to be using a wheelbarrow to wheel it from where they dump it into the back garden, fill the trench, get the wheelbarrow, get another load, and do that through the day. So I'm hoping I don't ache by then, because if I do, it's going to be really fucking painful.
You'll dump it on your drive in the bag.
I don't want it in the drive. There's a little grass bit up near us, which allows me to wheel it down the back of the alley.
You come in the back.
Oh, always. No, if I did it on the driveway, all the neighbours would... No, we don't care about the neighbours seeing this. I don't want to be walking it backwards and forwards through the house. Whereas if I do it on the little grassy verge near us, I can wheel it from there to the back garden and then carry it a small way. Yeah, whereas this would be carrying it through the house.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. That's really boring. Let's move on.
Who would you like to lead your cult? Rob, purveyor of sin, or Tom, purveyor of innocence? Ha ha. I'm so funny. Both of them are arseholes.
You're a fucker. You really are a fucker.
So I'm told.
Yeah, but just... what game have you got me addicted to?
Cult of the Lamb.
Cult of the fucking Lamb. And I lose... I think I'm going to... quick 15 minutes... what's that gonna hurt? 2 hours later. 3 hours later, it's 1 a.m. fuck. Oh, play it for another hour.
It's got sieve energy, hasn't it? Just one more turn, one more turn.
So fucking much energy. It's the best way I can describe it is it's Animal Crossing mixed with Dungeon Keeper mixed with that might be all it is, really. So, to give you an idea of what the game is, you are a lamb. You are the last lamb in existence because these nasty dungeon, creepy, crawly, bastard god things have found out that a lamb will bring the end of their lives. So, they've destroyed all the others, and there's just you. You get resurrected by someone who's been chained up in heaven or wherever it is.
Hell.
Yeah, hell. Good point. And he's basically given you the power to have your own cult.
Yeah.
So you set up your own cult and you go through these little dungeons. There are 8 or 9 rooms at a time. You can sometimes rescue people and they become a cult follower.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a dungeon basher. You go through the rooms, you beat up, kill whatever you can. But then there's the second part of the game, which is the bit that I say is a bit like Animal Crossing, where you've got to build them houses. You've got to build little workshops so they can get you... trees and stone. You can go fishing, you can go and play Knuckles or whatever it's called with your mate up in the top of the map. So there's this complete builder side to it. I don't even do the bloody dungeons. I'm loving just making my little kind of cult village.
I know, so you're not quite as far along as I am in it, so you haven't got some of the buildings yet, but it's so interesting seeing how you're doing it compared to me. Yours is basically a giant workhouse.
Right. Yeah,
I've got
6 workhouses,
6 workhouses
and 2 prisons that are next to the grave. So it's like, fuck with me, that was what could happen.
Whereas mine is all about worship and sodomy. I've got bars, I've got sex palaces, I've got everyone worships. I've only got one of each workhouse, so I've only got 2 workhouses. I've got a big farm, so you do work the farm. But yeah, I'm sucking
probably growing
up
marijuana.
Sin. Yeah, I'm sucking up sin like no one's business. You haven't unlocked sin yet.
No, not
yet. You have to beat the 3rd dungeon realm.
Right.
And then you unlock sin, and that's when you can purposely make them do bad things. And then you absorb the sin and spend it on stuff.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to that so much. But it's just so addictive, and it's such cute animation and graphics. I mean, all my followers are little purple foxes.
I've changed all mine to like long-eared fox looking things. Yeah,
so all of mine are foxes and have absolutely vile names. So there's Flaps and Chlamydia. Oh no, Chlamydia died. Sorry, Chlamydia got too old and died. There's Herpes, there's Prick, there's Flange was one of them, but I think Flange died as well. What have you been naming yours?
I haven't renamed any of them, to be fair. I know, boy, I'm going to start renaming them now that you have.
But I did
marry the spider, who is also a man. So I guess I'm homosexual in Cult of the Lamb.
Apparently so. But I mean, my favourite thing was I had a character called Prick. And Prick got something like level 6, but Prick was a prick.
Yeah.
All Prick ever did was come up to me going, leader, I'd really think it's funny if you made Chlamydia eat poo.
Yeah.
Oh, can you make cunt eat a dead body? He's like, Yeah, I'll accept that. Go on.
Yeah,
then.
I accept every quest. I don't care what it is. I accept it. Yeah.
I can't have the faith drop.
Well, you get more from doing it than what you lose doing the thing they ask you to do, it feels
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
I don't know if you've unlocked it, but there's a ritual you can do where it locks their faith level.
I've not got that one yet.
Yeah,
no.
So you just do that and then just do everything bad.
Yeah.
That you can do. So like, there's one where they'll not sleep for 3 days. That loses you faith. But will you just do the ritual first, which locks their faith at max, and then do all the bad rituals straight
after? Yeah, you see, that was the problem. That's probably why Prick was such a prick. He had the moon necklace, which meant he never slept. Just, for his entire life, from day one, because I got that on day one of finding him, was also that the same dungeon was the necklace. So I was like, gave him the gift, and he didn't, for like his 23 days alive as a cult member, didn't sleep.
I had a moment where I had, because they've all got like two traits, like good trait, bad trait, yeah. or too good, too bad. I had two that would throw up if they saw sick. And I saw one that would throw up when he saw a dead body. And I had one die. He then threw up, and then everyone just started throwing up. So I just had these loads of my guys just go, blah, blah, blah,
oh, it's the crap everywhere. I go into a dungeon, I come back, and there's shit all over the place. You've got to go. I've got like my superstar little brush now. It's on like level 59 or something stupid like that.
Have you seen when you don't clear out the toilet? Because you can build a toilet, which you've done.
Yeah,
Have you done it when you don't clear it?
Not yet.
They just get piles of shit all around it. They just go up to it and then just shit next to
it. Oh, no, I've not got that. But I did find a turd that was probably the size of my
giant one. I've not seen anyone plant one of those, but I've come back to see a giant one. I'm like, what happened there?
Yeah, it's just, it's on PlayStation Plus. It's on all the consoles, like you said. It's just such a shame that it's a couch co-op. And I'm sad saying that because I think there needs to be more couch co-op games. I would love this to be an online co-op.
Yeah.
Just so I could come and visit your one and you could come and visit. I think that would be genius. But anyway, that is Cult of the Lamb. Go and play it if you get a chance.
It's taken long enough, but those born in the 80s and 90s are all thinking the same thing. We used to wait an entire year before we could watch something on home video. Let's talk Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool, Wolverine.
Wolverine, Deadpool.
So spoilers, Wolverine. If you have not seen Deadpool, Wolverine, we're going to talk about it here. I'll try not to spoil too much, but we're probably going to talk about it.
At this point, as you know, because it's not come to streaming yet.
I paid for it. It's not on streaming yet.
Must be nice.
Skip ahead. Well, we did a day night. skip ahead. However long, Valencio, can you please insert here how long they need to skip ahead?
No, Rob, I can't. Use the bloody chapters.
I don't know how you even look at chapters. I do the chapters on the shit show, but when I go on like Spotify, it don't show me chapters.
It's because you're using Spotify and it's shit.
Well, what am I going to use? Good pods?
No. You use what I use. Pocket Casts.
I haven't got Pocket Casts.
Pocket Casts is the fucking bit. Anyway, Deadpool Wolverine. Go for it. What did
it
you think of it?
It is the best Marvel film, without a shadow of a doubt. It is one of the best superhero films, without a shadow of a doubt.
100%.
Even the bad CGI is good CGI. It's like...
Compared to the ones we've talked about.
All the most recent Marvel films. Yeah, it is. I laughed the entire way through. Every moment had a funny bit. None of it was like, oh, I can see that's meant to be funny. It wasn't. No, it was all genuinely funny. Really gory. Just... He was taking the piss out of fucking Disney constantly.
The constant joke of, go on, we're going to do cocaine, aren't we? No, we're not allowed to.
Yeah, do it.
And they're just listing all
cocaine,
the different
yeah.
names for it. It's just...
yeah. And I brought it on the Apple TV, so I've got all the blooper reel as well.
Oh.
And there's some really good ones.
Oh, I need to see those. Next time I'm over, you need to show me those.
It's like 4 or 5 minute long blooper reel. It's really good.
Oh, it is genuinely funny. You're right. I saw it at the cinema, and there was no one I saw in the screen that wasn't laughing throughout the entirety of it. I mean, when they apparently, I didn't realise this until obviously the online media and people coming forward saying, oh, did you know this? The short Wolverine.
Yeah.
Apparently that's
comic accurate.
That's
yeah.
comic
short,
accurate.
Yeah. I think they overdid it a little bit. He is shorter than the rest of the guys. But when you're reading the comics or, you know, even watching the cartoon, whatever, it more implies that everyone else is just tall rather than him being short.
Which makes sense, because if you consider all the Marvel characters, Iron Man, or even look at the DC characters, their body frame, I can't remember how you put it, their body frame is not a standard human's body frame. So Iron Man, if you made a suit following the proportions that Iron Man uses, but to your body size, you would never fit inside it, because the proportion to the torso, the legs, the arms, none of them are actually correct. But it's to make it look good.
If I go by, really the only X-Men stuff I know is the cartoon we used to watch on television. Now, who is Wolverine stood next to the whole time? Cyclops, who is clearly a tall, dark and handsome man.
100%.
Storm, who is clearly a beautiful, thin, tall woman. You know, Jean Grey, clearly a tall, thin, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Remy LeBeau, clearly a tall, attractive man. You know, you're putting Wolverine next to them. I feel like Wolverine is 5'8", 5'9", like me.
Yeah,
a normal average, according to my hairdresser, below average height person. Charlie, thanks. You'll never hear this. But
thanks, Charlie.
That kind of, when you watch the show, I'd never thought he looked short.
No, absolutely. You don't, that you just think he's average height and everyone else is tall. And obviously, I mean, the films are kind of, other than the cartoon, which we grew up with, I don't know when you were, I watched them on Saturday morning. Yeah. So they would have been on Going Live and then Live and Kicking.
Yeah, that's when I
moving forward. I mean, it's hard to really believe that X-Men is 24 years old as in the first film.
Mm.
That's just shockingly scary.
So I thought every cameo had been ruined for me. The main ones had been, but all the little ones hadn't. All the other X-Men people from the films, like Pyro, the Red Demon warping guy.
Yes.
It was a different actress, but she had the claw fingers. So she's from one of the Wolverine films.
X-13 or whatever she is.
Different actress, but that character.
Well, she's from the Wolverine?
Yeah. And
she's the one that kills him, isn't
Johnny
she?
Johnny Storm. That wasn't spoiled for me. So I got to have that moment.
Such a wonderful moment.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the Cap.
And he's gonna say it. He's gonna say it. He goes Flame on. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's so good.
I love how Johnny Flame just gets absolutely demolished and turned into that puddle of blood.
Yeah.
And they have, did you stick around for the end credits?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I told you he was talking shit.
Yeah, because he's obviously deepfaked it or something, isn't he? Yeah, but it's like a run. He does these little running gags throughout the film, but he doesn't keep them going through a scene. He brings it back four scenes later. He'll make a quip about it, and then you go, "Oh yeah, fuck, that is funny," you know. Or they will bring up the Storm, the Flame on guy, a few times throughout the whole thing, you know.
And talk about cameos then, very quick. Unless he's done something wrong that I'm not aware of, which is very easily possible, I would have quite liked to have seen Vinnie Jones back as Juggernaut.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name at the time that we were watching it, and I was like, yeah, I actually would like...
I mean, I take it, did you know who did play Juggernaut? He was the upgraded model of Ryan Reynolds' character in Free Guy.
Oh, was it?
That's the same bloke.
Okay, then they obviously maybe just couldn't get Vinnie Jones and they'd done a joke.
I would assume so,
yes, they've done a joke.
So they'd got him. I loved the big middle finger to DC.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's true. The cavalry.
Yeah, cavalry was so, so good. And you know, when he's in the Mission Impossible film, and he does that, pumps his arms.
Yeah.
He did that because everyone was saying how cool that was when he did it. And I think when he did that with his claws, it was a nod to that.
Had to be.
It was like, we'll treat you so much better than those that are over the road or whatever it is he says. And I'm like, yeah, I would want to see him. I could see him play Wolverine.
That could work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Everyone loves him.
Then you've got good old Blade, Wesley Snipes.
Again, another great quip where he's like, where he says something and then Deadpool's in the car and he's like, there's only one Deadpool. No, there's only one Blade. And then Deadpool just looks at the camera. It's like, yeah, you see, you can't have the other guy's Blade. You need to be using this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was that. I mean, it's just, it's a super solid story for a film as well.
Yep.
I love the idea that you've got this expanse where things get dumped.
Okay, now that's from the Loki series.
Yeah, I've not seen any of it.
So that's where that whole time travel crew, that is the Loki series. So the lady who's in charge of all of that, I'm pretty sure she's in the Loki series. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, let me have a quick
look. I haven't seen series two, so I've only seen series one. I'm trying to remember it correctly. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that whole thing is.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. I was just going to...
It's got Owen Wilson in it. It's good. It's very good.
It's got Owen Wilson in it?
Yeah, Loki Series 1, yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very good.
I've got to say, Cassandra, the character that played her, the actress that played her character, sorry, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. You genuinely felt like she was nuts.
Yeah.
She just I can't really place it. It's just absolutely bloody brilliant. Mm. Sorry, Juggernaut was Aaron W. Reed the actor. I'm just trying to still trying to find. Oh God, I didn't realise that. So you know the floating head, Headpool. That was Nathan Fillion.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. There's so many I didn't realise.
The guy who plays the Welsh Deadpool is one of his players.
That was one of the football team, wasn't it?
It's his wife who played the female Deadpool.
Yeah, Blake Lively, who's in a bit of trouble at the moment.
Is she?
Yeah, that's not worth going into.
I just don't like her for some reason, probably.
Yes and no.
I'll look it up off air.
We'll talk about it off air. The good old Dogpool. Dogpool was wonderful.
So that dog won Ugliest Dog.
Yes.
The World Ugliest Dog competition, yeah.
I cannot give Deadpool versus Wolverine enough credit, basically. It's just taken what no one else was willing to touch. And let's face it, Ryan Reynolds has basically brought Deadpool to the screen and gone, thank you for letting me do this, and has repaid it in kind.
Yeah.
He hasn't fucked about. Don't get me wrong, the first Deadpool, I loved it. Second Deadpool, I enjoyed it, but didn't think it was as strong as the first one. This one, though, I really struggle. Where would I put it? Where would you put it? Okay. Here's the question for you. Make my life easier. Rate them in order. Where do you put them? What's the best one? What's the worst
one?
The three Deadpool.
Well, the newest one is the best one.
Okay.
Then probably the first and the second. Now, I've only seen the second one once. And when we were watching this one, I said to my husband, I think I need to watch the second one again because I don't remember it very well. But I think that Cable is an amazing character, and it's such a shame they didn't come back.
I would have loved Cable to be in this.
Apparently he wasn't asked. And it's not that he fell out with anybody, he just wasn't asked.
Yeah, it's not like TJ Miller, who fell out with everyone and was basically doing very dickish things. So
yeah, Josh Brolin, very weird.
Oh, that's a real shame, because I really liked Cable's character, and I hope they were going to do more with him. As I think that would, or even give him not necessarily his own TV series.
I think they could probably bring him back.
I hope so. I genuinely hope so.
Because they're clearly going to do more. There's no way they won't do it anymore.
And you know what? Look, we're already exceeding the time I've suggested for this, but just one last thing. Gambit.
Okay, right. Gambit is one of my favourite comic book heroes. He's actually one of my favourites. And I think that if I'm going to take it from a serious perspective of him being one of my favourites, Channing Tatum is a wicked choice for him, because he was going to be it. I think they hammed up his voice a bit too much, but I think they did that on purpose.
Oh, they had to, because you couldn't have then had the Joker Deadpool going, sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, apparently the young girl who's in the scenes with him, who plays Wolverine's, you know, clone daughter.
Yeah.
They had to do loads of takes because every time he spoke, she laughed. but yeah, so that, literally, I think that is probably my only critique about the whole film, really, other than the funny fat hands going through everyone's faces.
Yeah.
Because that's the only bad CGI I really noticed.
I would say the scene where Johnny Flame gets turned into goo is terrible.
TV, it looks fine.
See, on the big screen, that looked dire. But you're right. The hand in face sort of stuff is ropey.
Yeah.
It's not dire. It's not Doctor Strange's
middle eye. Not quite as bad as that.
100%.
My old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's cap. He wears core blimey trousers and is a complete twat. Songs you never knew kids would like.
Have you introduced tea to any songs that your wife absolutely hates?
No.
Oh, that's the end of that segment.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I did see your thing as well. Not really, actually, not purposefully.
No, fair enough, fair enough. Well, I mean, these aren't songs that I would say Jem absolutely hates. And seeing she listens to the podcast, she can come and tell me now if I was right or I was wrong. But I have introduced the kids to some rather interesting songs. Can you guess any of them?
No. It's like it not giving me much to go on.
No, that's fair enough. And I'm only kind of filling time here because I should have searched this before I clicked record.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you brought up, because you already know one of them. So I was driving in the car with T the other day and we've got our list of songs for him. And I have no idea why, but I decided I'd going to play My Old Man's a Dustman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it, because yeah. He's got one of his favourite things other than fire engines, like the fire engine you got him for his birthday. Mm-hmm. One of his favourite things is his rubbish trucks he's got.
Yep.
So I thought, oh, stuff, I'll play My Old Man's a Dustman by the original artist, which was Lonnie Donegan, but apparently Joe Brown did a version as well. And he loves it. Absolutely loves it. So every morning I take him to nursery, he demands the same three songs in a row. And four songs in a row, and that gets us to nursery. So he starts with My Old Man's a Dustman.
Mm-hmm.
Then he moves on to Hello, Submarine, Yellow mm-hmm. Submarine.
Yeah.
Then he has I Am Your Gummy Bear.
What's that one?
I am your gummy bear.
Oh, I am your gummy bear.
Yeah, I know. And then he's on to Old MacDonald Had a Farm by Super Simple Songs.
Okay, yeah.
So more like a child should be.
Yeah.
But he loves My Old Man's a Dustman. I don't understand why, but he's an absolute card. Because what you can do, if you go up to him now, you say, I say. He just looks at you and goes, I say back at you. It's like, brilliant. Yeah. Love it a bit. But yeah, they are odd songs for a kid to like. I'm not the only one that thinks that, surely.
Yeah.
So Yellow Submarine, I kind of understand if you're a Beatles fan. Also realised how bad at singing they were.
Yeah, get upset. I mean, don't. People.
Oh, I'm sure I will do. But listen to Yellow Submarine. It is not great singing.
Hmm.
I can't sing. And I feel like this is just like, I'm not even going to go there because you know what? I will get in trouble, I think. But yeah, My Old Man's a Dustman's just that odd one. Now, you thought your old man taught you some different jokes to it.
So he used to sing a different version of it, and he is known to be a liar, my dad. He's known to tell porcupines and and the thing is, he won't break. He will let you think it's wrong.
Right.
And walk away and never, ever, ever respond to it. So even to the point where I'm so sure he made this one up. I wrote it down when I was a kid. I made him say all the words and I wrote them all down and I learnt it. And do you want me to tell you that?
Yeah, go for it.
100%. So my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He took me round the corner to see a football match.
Right,
now,
so
does that go with anything you've got there?
It doesn't.
So far,
but
I can keep
there
going.
Is a playground version. So My Old Man's a Dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He farted through the letterbox and paralysed the cat.
Oh, no, mine goes on for ages.
Oh, okay, go on then.
So to see a football match, and he's like, the ball was in the centre, the rusty whistle blew, Fatty took one look at the ball and knew just what to do. Fatty passed a skinny passed it back, Fatty took a rotten shot and knocked the goalie flat. And then it was, next time you see the goalie looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in a dustbin because he might be my old dad.
Right, okay.
That was what he told me the lyrics were.
Oh, now this is interesting. Oh, hang on a moment.
Now, did he make it up or is that something?
No, right. Reddit to the rescue.
Reddit, go on.
Tango Bunny, 3 years ago. I have memories of a funny song people used to sing in playgrounds for laughs, and I'm trying to figure out where it came from and what the full lyrics are. I can find snippets of sources like My Old Man's a Dustman, that's the famous song, but never the whole mix-up put together. It went something like this. My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He bought 2,000 tickets to see a football match. Fatty passed to skinny passed it back. Fatty took a rotten shot and knocked the goalie flat. Where was the goalie when the ball went in the net? Halfway up the post with his trousers round his neck. Singing Oompa Loompa, stick it up your jumper. Rule Britannia, marmalade and jam. We put sausages in our old man. Can't remember if there was anything else here. We rubbed his belly with 5-pound jelly, but the poor old soul was dead. I mean, there's
well, not far off.
Yeah, and then people have just put loads of anybody remember the arsehole song? yeah, okay. So,
so my dad might have actually said a partial truth here.
He may have said a playground version of the song.
Oh, there we go.
Anyway, we said Yellow Submarine. And then I kind of feel bad because I must be scarring my children with this because Kay also enjoys listening to a very random song of mm-hmm. that era.
Mm-hmm.
Kay likes, and I cannot fathom why, Ernie... The Fastest Milkman in the West. Classic Benny Hill.
Ooh, Benny Hill, that's an odd one for someone of her generation to even remotely like.
I'm sure Benny Hill has been cancelled many times by now.
I think he's probably been... I think he's not on the iPlayer.
Oh, is he gone?
He's that far. He's not in the archive. Yeah.
Well, let's face it. His show basically consisted of him slapping around some women and then chasing around women wearing very little. So it doesn't
surprise
me. Which
is hilarious.
Ha, 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 ha. I am erect. it's just another weird one. And I was just trying to think of like random songs, really, that I could play them. Obviously, it's like, oh, what about Two Little Boys? Let's not actually. No, we can't do that one.
Yeah.
No.
So I was talking about that kind of stuff with my old man the other day, and Rolf Harris came up in conversation. Has Kay seen the video that goes with the milkman?
No.
Okay, right. She won't change her mind if you don't want her to listen to it anymore.
Right, okay, no. You made a comment the other day on the WhatsApp group that just pings and pings and pings and pings, and I turn my phone over and I've got 60 fucking messages out of nowhere. Did you believe you could fly?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were watching Space Jam and I just didn't realise
the key song to the song.
Of course the whole film is that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, instantly it starts doing can you believe I could fly? And I'm there going, glad there's no context. He doesn't know.
But my point is, I had this conversation with Kay. And she's like, why do people still play Michael Jackson songs? And it's a really awkward one because I've explained to her. I said, look, a lot of people believe that he was, well, I didn't use these words, but a lot of people believed he was a nonce. But
hasn't it come
because
out-
of his money, he managed to pay off a large number of them. But also what made it worse is a lot of people then said, well, we had contact with him. Let's make ourselves some money.
Isn't it a lot of it? I'm going based on a YouTube video I watched fairly recently, and I've made no look at it.
That is very dangerous territory. So,
and they were saying, they made a comment, because it was such a flippant thing, it was just in passing, that it basically all turned out to not be true, and he was basically just a troubled, fucked up bloke.
Which
he was.
That full stop to say is true. He was definitely fucked up.
And he was massively manipulated by the people around him. But also there's got to be some truth to why you're hanging around with little kids.
It's just, sharing beds with kids and hanging around with them and then paying people off just doesn't look good. So obviously Michael Jackson's banned in this house. Jem absolutely hates him, which, you know what, I kind of, having kids and even the thought of something like that happening to that, it's just, no, it puts me right off.
It's definitely a perspective change.
So obviously, we kind of had that conversation. Well, why are they allowed to play it on radio? So I had to do this whole explanation and said, well, there was a nasty man called Gary Glitter.
I was just about to say, Gary Glitter's not heard anywhere.
He's not, but his music's available still, all on Apple Music. And the thing is where do you draw the line? Now, I'm not going to listen to them, but what about the people that had songs that were good songs that weren't written by them, but they're only performed by the artist? So if someone else, let's say, I Believe I Can Fly is a good song, but the problem is R. Kelly's horrible, and I think R. Kelly wrote it. But if R. Kelly didn't write I Believe I Can Fly, and another artist does it justice, and it's just as good or a better version, should we be allowed to listen to that version? Or because it's linked to R. Kelly forever, do you say, no, we aren't going to listen to it?
I'd be surprised if someone
was willing to
release that now. It would be someone Kay's age when they were in their 20s then, because for them, it's a song that was released before they were born. It's not part of their subconscious in any way. All us old lot would just go, oh my God, I can't believe
this. But I guess my point really to it is, though, is who do you punish? Because if the artist didn't write it, they literally just sang it. Are you going to punish the writer of the song as well by saying no one else can ever perform that song again and give you potential royalties for it because of the one person that has tainted the song?
So where I think I sit on it is, don't play it on the radio. Don't play it on anything where a governing body of some kind has chosen stuff for you to... You're listening to the station and it gets played. No. If you want to listen to Gary Glitter, you've got to go to the streaming platform yourself 100%. And get it.
Yes.
It also comes to the same point that I don't like about Disney Plus. I could go off on a different rant here. Get those fucking things off the beginning of Peter Pan.
Oh, it doesn't need it, does it?
Get all that shit off. And by the way, put all of the Cars Toon shorts back into the children's age rating.
So in regards to that, the only thing that I like about those bits at the beginning saying this may contain racial depictions is that actually I can say with Kay, yeah, that was absolutely fine back then. It's a cartoon. We just accept it.
I don't need them to tell me to tell my son that. I can have that conversation with my son quite easily without the television
when you need to
telling
or if
me
you need
I
to.
Have
no,
to do
fair
it.
Fair enough.
You know, I have to have two bloody users for him on the Disney Plus, because when I want him to be able to just look and choose himself, he's got to go on the kids one. But then when he's going to me, Daddy, why can't I watch Hiccup? Which is like a Cars short of the fire engine hiccuping. Well, no, now you've got to go to the adult one. That
can
I
also just
you.
Point out as well, Disney Plus are shit for age ratings anyway. Why is streaming not forced to follow just the BBFC in the UK? The BBFC gives you a fucking age rating. Follow it in the UK. Because you know what? Kay's profile is set for... I think I've set it for 11 or under now.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and kids, is on her profile as something she can watch. The first episode is purely about the teenage son wanting to bang women.
Yeah, that's not age appropriate.
This is 16 plus. This is not 11 plus. That is 16 plus. What the fuck are you doing, Disney? And like you say, and then they take away the things that children actually like and lock them away as an adult thing because of depictions from the past.
So, apparently, like the Cars thing specifically, this is what I think it might have been Dan that was telling me.
Oh, don't tell me. It's so the kids don't emulate
it. It's advertising.
Oh, fuck
so
off.
So, as soon as they made the really cheapo version that you can subscribe to but get ads,
yeah,
they had to rate everything. And they've rated things in a different bracket. So if you have a kids one, I don't think at the moment there's a thing in Disney where you can set the age of the kids. So you don't get...
Yeah, you can set your child's age for the profile, but...
But I don't think it changes. If it's set as kids, you get the lowest of the low.
Right, okay.
And if you're not a kid, then you get everything else.
Oh. Also, by the way, ladies and gents, and this is a real parenting hack now, if there's a show that you just fucking hate and you wish it would go away and it's on your kid's profile, most streaming services, if you log on to the web page version, they have under the profile settings, hide the show. So Disney Plus, we hid Hannah Montana. That's gone forever. And on Netflix, Sister disappeared because Kay watched that. I think she watched that over and... I think she must have watched it 3 or 4 times over and over.
Yeah, kids can get obsessed.
Back to back, and it's
shows,
like, you know what? Not having that anymore. So they lost the license for it and it disappeared.
Yeah, good. I'll use that.
Rob was born in the year of 1985. How much does he actually know about it? Let's find out in another Ahem Fun Tom's Quiz.
It's Rob's birthday.
Yay.
Not when we're recording. In fact, it's actually just over a week and a half away when we're recording this. But when that comes out, it's about 4 or 5 days away.
My birthday's on the 21st of October.
It's a little bit further away than I remember. So, okay, that's fine. But seeing that this is when the recording is, you're going to get your birthday stuff early. And I did a little birthday quiz for you.
Hooray.
All around the year you were born, 1985.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I asked that question because it was nearly 1986.
Oopsie. Good year, 85.
So I've got, I think I've got 8 questions or possibly 9. Hang on a moment. Let me call up my notes. I have 9 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, it goes film question, music question, an event that happened in 1985 question.
Okay.
And that goes in that loop over and over until question 9. Okay. Now, you've got a bag of treats with you.
So I went to a Japanese shop in High Street Kensington. So I've got 4 different treats in here.
Okay.
So maybe we'll do 2 questions, then I'll take a treat out of the bag and we'll just try one.
Okay.
We're not going to go crazy with them. You just give it a rating like we normally do.
And, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, really simple. The quiz, it's not simple actually, it's quite complex. It's not a typical quiz. There's not really a question. You have to guess what I'm talking about. And each question has clues that, in theory, the more clues you hear, the easier it should get. So
you're
I'm just going to
talk about something. I've just got to guess what
so
it is.
So these are all 1985. So they were either released in 1985
so
or they
TV
happened
shows
in
1985.
No,
or...
it's film, music, worldwide event.
Okay, right.
So the first question's a film.
Mm-hmm.
And the only clue I'm going to give you, and these all came out in 1985,
okay.
And the films are and the music are all super popular stuff. So like, okay, right. Think top 10 or top 20 for okay. the year. It was a box office win at $210 million, this film. What do you think it might have been?
In 85. Did Back to the Future come out in 85?
It did.
Is that what it is?
It is. Yeah. You
wicked.
Bastard. The other clues you could have had, it was going to be director was Robert Zemeckis.
I wouldn't have got that.
The bodge storyline, his mum wants to have sex with him after incredibly bad timing.
I don't think I've got that either.
Actor 1, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
And then actor 2, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that one sooner than I thought you would.
Hooray.
Question 2 then is music. And the genre of the song is synth pop electro.
Okay.
What do you think it could be?
No
That's
idea.
The first clue.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
The artist, Harold Faltermeyer.
Synth pop electro, Harold Faltermeyer. No, I don't know.
Do you want another clue?
Yeah.
Okay. Released as a novelty single in the year 2000.
Simon's going to be fucking going nuts. He'll have got it straight
It's not
away.
Garage.
No, it's not Garage, so he's not going to know.
So it was it was re-released as a novelty single in the year 2000. So think about synth pop electro and the year 2000, which was a year a lot of those sort of things popped up.
The only thing I can think of from the year 2000 was, is it pulp? That's not synth pop electro.
Oh,
is it?
No. Okay, the final clue is going to give it to you, I would have thought. It's linked to an Eddie Murphy film. It is literally the main song for the film.
Linked to an Eddie Murphy film. Oh, yeah. It's those films that I haven't actually seen where he's the copper. Yeah, I don't
Axel
know.
Axel F.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them, really.
Oh, fair enough. That probably made that incredibly hard for you.
Yeah,
then.
Go on. What's the song?
Okay, the song is called Axel F.
Oh.
It was Beverly Hill Cops in the film. And
oh, is that why they called the new film Axel F?
The character is called Axel Foley, and the song is called Axel F. And I presume they...
But isn't the newest film called Axel F too?
I've got no idea, to be honest. No, it's Beverly Hills... Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
The one on Netflix, the new one they made on Netflix. Isn't that called Axel F?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, well.
Right, I'm going to pick a treat.
Oh, yeah, pick a treat.
So, did you know what flavour the crisps were?
Are they egg?
No, we've got something else on that. So we're going to do the one I think is probably the worst one first.
See, Eli bought, when we were recording the video episode 400 that I helped them kind of record, he bought egg crisps. They were delicious.
There's something egg in here.
Oh, no. I'm not eating that.
No, it's not one of those. No.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I'm going to open this. I don't want you to see the front. I just want you to...
Well, I can see the back of it, and it looks like... cheese or onions or something like that.
So
dim sum.
So this was a I'm on High Street Kensington, and there's this new shop on there, at least new for me, because I can't open it.
Yeah.
and it's all Japanese. This one has got no English writing on it. I know what's in it because it had English writing on the code.
Right, okay.
Oh, that does not smell as bad as I thought it's going to be. Right, I don't want you to look at the front.
Oh, no.
They don't smell that bad.
They just smell of...
I'll take some.
They smell of ready salted.
Yeah, take some. Have a snack.
That's a big stretch. So, oh, hang on. Is it a sort of fishy one?
I'll tell you after you've eaten it.
Oh, I wish we had drinks.
Are you not getting Coke left?
Maybe.
That's all right.
The initial bite's okay. Then it kind of overwhelms you. This new flavour kind of erupts.
Haven't got any. I'm going to have to have another one because I'm not getting that.
And that second mouthful, I didn't get it. They're quite pleasant.
Yeah, all right, mate.
What are they?
Mustard octopus.
Mustard octopus?
Yeah, they're really nice. I really like that. I'm going to eat the whole pack, I think.
That's really quite nice. Yeah. And that probably cost you £3.
This whole thing costs £16.
Jesus. Right, we'll sort out money out of the podcast account later.
Right, so that's that. Well, what do you reckon out of our scoring thing for Mustard Octopus favoured Lay? They're Lays.
That's a 4-point solid.
Yeah, this is a...
It's not necessarily something I would choose, but if someone said, oh, have a bag of these, I would.
I would never have picked Mustard Octopus. I think that's... A 4.8 octopus.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's 8 because of octopus's legs, not because I'm giving it a 4.8, everybody.
Okay.
Just get that out there.
Right. World event for 1985.
I was born. Next question.
I was going to do that as a question. I thought, no, I'm not going to bring up erupting out of a vagina and things like that.
I don't think I erupted. I think I probably just slopped.
Right, you've only got 3 clues for this.
Okay.
Generic clue number 1. It took part at Wembley Stadium.
It was Band Aid. Or Live Aid, whatever it's called.
Live Aid. Got it straight away.
Yeah.
Organised by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure was the next clue. And then Queen famously performed was...
Was it Live Aid?
Live Aid is what I've got here, but...
Yeah. Band Aid.
Okay. Like
plaster.
Question number 4 then. Uh-huh. It's a film, so we're back to film now.
Okay.
Box office, $125 million. So it was a popular film. Back to the Future was the most popular. This was, I think, 4th or 5th.
I'm going to need more info.
Okay, and director was Richard Donner.
Nope.
And the bodged storyline is, to save their houses, they need to find Willy.
To save their houses.
They need to find Willy.
They need to find Willy.
It's not an inappropriate Willy that we're talking about here.
Not Free Willy.
No, it's not Free Willy.
That's later than that.
That's not going to save their house. Yeah, I was fucking in.
Can you give me a bit more than that?
Actor number 1, Corey Feldman.
Oh, fuck.
And I can give you actor number 2.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
It's the Goonies.
The Goonies!
Yeah, I was thinking, as soon as you said Corey Feldman, I knew it was the Goonies, so I was trying to think of the name.
See, Corey Feldman, was he in Stand By Me as well?
Yeah.
So that's why I threw that one in there.
I think he is in Stand By Me.
Right, that was 2 questions. Do you want to choose another snacky snack?
Okay, yes, it's another kind of crisp, and it is maybe what you're thinking of. Salted egg fish and chip crisps.
Oh!
So this says... So it's...
No. These were just like Walker's crisps that were egg flavour, but they were so fucking spicy as well. You ate them, and you got that lovely kind of yolky flavour, and then all of a sudden, the back of your throat was just on fire. It was glorious.
So I don't know what this is. It says fish chips on the side, and then it says salted egg. I am explorer of snack.
I am explorer of snack
and
too.
And it's a weird little duck in a mac with a hat on. So imagine what Kenny looks like, but instead of an orange mac, it's green, and he's got a fedora. And he's a duck.
So nothing like Kenny.
So just like Kenny.
Right, he's opened it. It's in a resealable bag, which is a nice touch.
That's familiar if you have dogs.
oh.
It doesn't smell very nice.
Oh, yeah, that smells like that.
It smells like dog food, like dry dog food. The huff you get out of a like freshly opened bag of dry dog food.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is.
Tapioca starch, surumi. What is surumi?
I don't know.
Surimi. Sugar, salt, palm oil, salted egg flavour, milk, margarine, curry leaves, chilli, and permitted flavouring answer.
Permitted.
It's permitted. It's
unlike that fucking drink stuff. This one's
permitted.
Well, this
permitted. Is E62 number, E621. I am not looking up E621.
No.
This product contains wheat, egg, fish.
Yeah.
So I didn't say... Is surumi fish, is it?
I don't know if it's fish that's been oven baked and tastes like salted egg. Or if it's...
Oh.
What are they? What have I brought?
Oh.
Because this didn't say what it was. But it was the only crisp looking
thing. It's a paste made from fish or other meat. Is this paste deep fried?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue. So I'm saying, you asked for something with egg. This is the only thing that had the word egg on it. That was in the crisp section.
Oh, hang on a moment. Surimi crisps. Yeah, it looks like it's a strip of surimi or crab stick is deep fried.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's almost like a prawn cracker then.
Possibly.
It look quite cool.
No, I'm gonna.
Oh, they almost look like pork scratchings. I was gonna say, I'm looking at them.
I'm just gonna go all in because
oh god, they've got a lot of stuff on them.
Oh wow, that's fishy.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Oh. No,
I'm not having any more of those.
Tastes like an aquarium. It tastes like that smell you get when you go to like Pets at Home and look at the fish.
That's so fucking spot on, everybody.
It's just great.
That is exactly what it tastes like.
If you could taste the smell, that is what that is.
Yeah, that's revolting.
That's a 2-point Pets at Home fish.
That's a 2-point. Have I just gone to Burston's Fisheries?
Oh. Oh, my God. Nah. Nah.
It's okay. The next two are nice.
Good. Okay. Song next.
Okay.
Genre, pop, soul, R&B.
Okay.
Artist, George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas what the song might be? I'm not going to keep lifting out cues until you guess.
Yeah, I'm so bad at actually remembering the names of songs. Is it Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, that song?
It's not, no. So the only other clue I've got for this, I took the two words that are in the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in the thesaurus.
Oh, okay.
And chose different words.
Right.
So my abstract clue is irresponsible disclosure.
Fuck. I know it too. Shit.
I love it. His face went, I know that, but I don't know what the words are. And it was such a long choice. It took me about half an hour to decide on those two words.
Shit, as soon as you say it, I'm going to kick myself.
Ooh.
Just say it. Just say it. So get over my fucking misery.
Careless. Ooh.
Whisper.
Yeah, that's it. You know, careless
disclosure
whisper.
Disclosure and whisper. Mm.
A whisper is a disclosure?
Mm.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Worldwide event. And this was a worldwide. Okay. These are odd clues, but it's really hard writing really weird clues for all this sort of stuff. Okay, so this is question 6. It's a worldwide event, and it was about a product that was a soft drink.
It was going to be Coke or Pepsi, right?
Okay, you're in the right ballpark. The brand colour is red and white.
It's Coke.
Yeah, but what about Coke? There was something that happened in 1985 to Coke.
Did they change the original taste to something different?
Was it successful? No, it wasn't.
Did they like change the taste?
They did.
Or was that later on?
They changed the taste, and actually, no, I can say that because what I'm after is actually the name of the product in the end.
Did they call it like original Coca-Cola? That's what they
call
it now.
It wasn't successful. It was a complete fuck up, and people moaned. So they
I'm gonna know it.
They went back and called it Classic Coke.
Yeah, that's it.
But what did they call the product before they did all of this reversal?
I don't remember.
So in 1985, the alternate word or phrase I've got is just out. Like, just out, the latest single, that sort of just out.
New Coke.
New Coke, that was it. In 1985, they released New Coke, and it was shit, so they went back to classic Coca-Cola.
Why did they do it? Cheaper ingredients?
Wanted to make it sweeter, I think, and probably, yeah, they changed. There was lots to do with it.
They took the cocaine out of it.
Oh, that had been gone for a while, I think. The not coca leaves. But, I had it. Well, when you can buy it from Prison Pigeon.
Yeah.
Right, go on. Next snacky snack.
Okay, next one is going to be, I think it's pretty much one I've always wanted to try.
Ooh.
I've got to find it in here. It's small. That's what she said.
Oh.
It is a Kit Kat. And I don't know what flavour it is. It's green. It says Ketapat Pandan on it.
What the fuck?
Flavour, it's all in Chinese, Japanese, sorry, so...
Ketapat
Pandan.
Browse for me. Ketapat Pandan. Good old Arc browser coming to the rescue. Which, by the way, is now available on Android.
Yep, I'm using it.
A traditional Southeast Asian dish made from rice packed inside a woven pouch of young coconut or pandan leaves, commonly served during festive occasions like Eid al-Fitr.
Now,
pandan leaves, subtle aroma and flavour to the rice. Ah, a limited edition Kit Kat flavour that combines the taste of pandan with chocolate, showcasing the fusion of traditional flavours with modern snacks.
Oh, it's adorable. Oh, look at it.
Oh, that's very cute.
Oh, we've got to get... I've already got a picture of the packet. Oh, and it's even done an imprint on this. It's got this... So it's, imagine a normal four-fingered Kit Kat. It's actually a bit shorter. It's a stubby four fingers. And very well printed, lovely green colour. And then it's got this cute little picture on it. Let's get my foot out of the photo.
Yep, get a photo of that. We'll get that up on social media.
Right, so should I just break him in half? You have two, I'll have two. Let's just go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I've broken him in half. There you are.
Ooh.
We'll save a little bit for the wife.
I'm loving the colour, because obviously you'd think, when you look at this, you'd go, oh, it's going to be peppermint, spearmint, something along those lines.
So I'm saving a bit for Miranda.
The smell's an interesting one. Kind of does smell of a kind of a ricey sort of dish, but that could just be kind of the wafer I'm smelling.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if it tastes like what it's meant to, because I don't know what that taste is.
There's something it really tastes like, and I can't put my finger on it.
It's got a flowery aroma to it.
Mmm. No.
It's not horrible.
There's something really familiar about it, and I don't know what it is.
It doesn't feel as crunchy as a normal Kit Kat.
No. It's almost it tastes a little bit like
I can't place it.
Pink wafer.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly the texture.
It's one of the common kind of wafer biscuits you can get. It's got that flavour to it. Now obviously Kit Kat, it has got wafer in it, but
it's that. It's nice.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's I'm not going to be mean-spirited about that as it's your birthday. I'm going to be... That's a four-point comforting.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so it's a four-point flowery.
Four-point... Nice. Back to the questions. And we're on to film.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got one film left, one song left, and one world event. Box office. Oh, it's a bit of a shitter compared to the others. But it's still in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it? 57,500,000.
Okay, I'm going to need more than that because I'm not going
to
know.
Yeah, director Mark L. Lester. Ring any bells?
No.
The storyline. Bodged, of course. Before The Matrix, we had this Matrix trying to save Jenny.
Oh, Forrest Gump?
No, Forrest Gump was not 1985.
I'm just trying to think of your plot. Because you said Jenny, that's why.
Well... To add to that then, I've got Before the Matrix, we had this Matrix in bunny ears. Let's change it to Before the Matrix, we had John Matrix trying to save Jenny.
John Matrix.
John Matrix.
I want to say it's like RoboCop. Oh. Something like that.
Actor number one, Vernon Wells.
Not sure.
Actor number two, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Total Recall.
Nope.
What is it then?
Get to the chopper.
Predator.
Commando.
I thought you said then Predator.
Oh, shit. Have I got that wrong? Possibly. No, it's Commando.
Oh, he might have said in Commando. I might be wrong too. Commando, okay. I did a long time since I've seen Commando.
I
can't believe I said that fucking Forrest Gump came out in 85.
Yeah, well, that's a very, very sad thing you did there. I know you're right. Get to the chopper is Predator. Oh. Get to the chopper is an iconic line from the 1985 action film Commando.
It is Commando. Okay.
But, no, because other people are then showing it as...
He might just do the same line in Predator.
No. No, it is... It. I think, while often associated with Commando, the line is more famously delivered by Schwarzenegger in Predator. No, I wonder... Possibly it does appear in it.
Must be in both.
I'm going to have to look it up now. I'm going to have to very, very fucking quickly YouTube this because that's going to really upset me. Get to the chopper Commando. And if it's not in there, I apologize to everyone. Predator, 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 Predator.
Okay.
Predator. I've got a feeling it might have been Predator. What the fuck is this? What the...
That's a helicopter.
It's a helicopter. We fight for love. Commando. Is it a song from Commando?
It's an auto-tune of him by Shmo Yoho, and it's just Arnold Schwarzenegger going, get to the chopper!
Yeah, I honestly... And it's someone's song to Commando. Yeah, obviously I've got that wrong. Sorry, it was Predator. Get to the chopper. No, Commando. John Matrix. What a fucking name.
Yeah.
Okay, question eight, because I've wasted enough time with that one. How has it got to 23 minutes?
Well, we're adding the food stuff.
Okay, synth pop new wave. Music video. Mixture of live and pencil drawn art.
Oh, I know it. Shit.
No, it's not shit. It's a great song.
Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me.
So I've got the next two clues would have been the cover version featured in the film Basketball, which is a fucking brilliant film. And then the famous cover version, Real Big Fish.
Yes, I played with the Foos.
Yeah, Take On Me is just brilliant.
Yeah, great track.
Right, have
great
the last video. Song, then we'll have the last snack. Last films, last world event. Last question, that'll do. Okay. Genre, North American gaming news. 1985 gaming news, that is North America, so not Europe.
Okay.
It was a console release.
In 85?
In 85.
I don't know.
The colour of that said console was grey.
What, Game Boy? That was way after 85.
Not the Game Boy.
Grey. So it's the NES.
Brand Nintendo. It was the Nintendo Entertainment System coming to the North Americans.
Yes, it was the NES.
And the year later, we got the NES in Europe and the UK.
Ooh, I got that right.
Yeah, well done.
Right, a good one. This has already been opened because as soon as Miranda saw the packet, she wanted to try it and then she had two. They are gummy sweets. They are mango-flavoured gummy sweets.
Ooh, we individually like mango wrapped. In this house.
Yeah, I love mango. It's my favourite fruit. There you are.
Pardon me. Ooh, very Kit-Katty.
Yeah, Miranda had one and then instantly wanted to have another one.
Ooh, so. Wow, they smell nice. They?
Oh, wow, they smell great. Ooh. They're individually wrapped.
Now,
not the texture I was expecting.
I was just going to say, there's virtually no flavour.
There is.
No, there is flavour, but it's not as strong as I would expect it to be for a gummy sweet.
It tastes like mango.
The texture is very odd. It's much softer. I was expecting it to have more of a hold or a more of a solid feel Yeah, go on, I'll have one more. Who needs to sleep tonight?
Tastes exactly like mango.
Mm.
There, without a doubt, that is a mango-flavoured sweet.
I really like that.
That is very good.
That's a 5-point diabetes, please.
Yep. 5-point, I'm pretty sure that's mango. I'll leave some here for your family there.
You yes, go. Please. Thank you very much.
Really good.
Excellent.
Really happy with that.
Right. Moving on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Rob.
Happy birthday to you. Again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Rob.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, as per usual, we are two very caring hosts who tend to do each other quite proud on birthdays, I think. We both seem to know each other really well.
Done right so far, I think.
I think so.
This time one, to change it.
Very possibly. But no, I know the first part of your present will always go well. So I don't really care if you see this, so you can keep your eyes open for the first bit. And I reach into my box. Jingle, 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 jingle. Ow. Have some beer.
Yes, thank you very much. And I like this one. It's a big box.
Birra Moretti.
Thank you very much.
I did vaguely remember you said you liked Moretti.
Yeah, I've run out of it.
So I thought I would treat you to 10 bottles of beer finest.
My adult life has led me to drink recently. I've been having one a day.
Jeez. Well, there's another 10 days worth of alcoholism. So happy birthday for that. Now, the next one I saw on TikTok and immediately a spark in my head exploded going, oh, my fucking God. I remember being in the playground at Killigrew Junior School, running around, treasuring, holding just one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow. And I thought, I know someone who is a really big fan of, well, I wouldn't say a really big fan, but who is a fan of that franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I can get it. And all the sellers were online, were selling complete collections at stupid amounts of money. And this person had just been sensible and gone, well, they aren't selling. So he put it on a reasonable amount and I got it. So I'm going to give you part one because for some reason he included part one of this in the past and I wasn't expecting him to. So this you can have your eyes open for. That's part one and it gives you an idea of what the franchise might be.
Yes, yes. Turtles. It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Hero Turtles.
Hero Turtles.
Annual. Yeah, love it. It's £4.25 in the day.
Yeah, I am so surprised really at how much annuals actually cost.
There's Donatello without glasses, which I like.
Nice.
Oh, naked.
Oh, yeah. They've got their throbbers out.
Read this with tea tomorrow. he loves this stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Well, that was an unexpected present.
Oh, he added this in, did he?
Yeah, that came with it. Do you remember the era of the 80s and the 90s? There was a big, big kind of fondness for medals. And I don't mean medals as in you wore around your neck. They were just basically coins, collectible coins. There was the, whenever the football matches came around, there was like, get the England team when it was like Lineker and Gascoigne and stuff like that. They had kind of the coins, didn't they? And then before that, there was as well. All right, well, close your eyes. Hold a hand out. There you go. You can look.
Oh, look at this.
And this, I remember having the Raphael one.
I had one of these.
I had one. I didn't have the connect. I had one. And that's the, I just saw the spark in your eyes that I had when I watched that TikTok video. It's like, I had one of these.
I'm not saying what it is yet. I'm still reading it. Got to swap these two around, though, because he's put the foot soldier in the one where the rock is meant to go. So, what it is, let me just put them in the right place.
They are collectible Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, sorry, Hero Turtle coins, a.k.a. they called them medals for whatever reason.
Yeah, coins, aren't they? And it's got its own little book, and it's every single coin in the book.
Yeah, that is all, is it 18 there?
Or 15? 6, 9, 12, 31, 15, yeah.
Yeah, it's all 15 coins of the official medal collection. And if you look on the back, it shows you the animation that they used to create the coins.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is really nice as well. And they are really nicely minted. They're really good quality.
Yeah, they're decent, aren't they?
But yeah, it was interesting seeing the spark in you. Everyone I know, I think, only ever had one of them. I don't think I knew anyone that had the collectible binder or had all the coins. Sorry, medals.
I think I had the binder and maybe one or two coins. I never had all the coins. But I don't know how you got them. I don't remember where I got it from.
Do you think it was something like those, remember those days? And I mean, they still, I say remember those days, it's still a con that goes on now. Buy magazine number one for 99p and get your first medal and collecting album free.
Maybe. I'm wondering as well, it might have been a...
I think it's a blind bag.
I think it might have been a petrol station thing.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking, because I have a lot of my cars are petrol stations.
Sainsbury's petrol station. That's a very good shout, or Shell.
Yeah, because I used to get cars from the Shell. My dad used to come home every now and again with cars from the Shell.
Yes, I remember when Shell did the cars. They did a range of Formula One cars,
didn't
they?
I still got them all, yeah. So I'm wondering if that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good shout, actually. I hadn't even thought about that route for it.
We could probably look it up, but yeah. Where does it say? Official medal collection published by Wallace International.
Yeah, so Wallace International, interesting, are the people that mint all the £5 celebratory coins.
Mm.
So it was done by a proper minting company. It's just I don't know where they would have come from, but I remember just fervently having one and it being like my prized treasure in the playground, and then seeing your face literally like, okay, I had one of these.
Yeah,
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, mate.
Well, bearing in mind we are a nostalgia based podcast, I thought something nostalgia based for your birthday this year, seeing that last year you got me the Star Trek PC CD-ROM game.
I did. There he is. Yeah,
I thought, let's see if I can match it for nostalgia feels. Did I do a good job?
You did a very good job, thank you. Yeah.
And I also bought you beer.
And you got me beer, yeah.
Oh, well, happy birthday, bud.
Thanks, mate.
That's it. They're done again. And thank God. I get another week to hide away until they wheel me out, plug me in and say, dance, Valentino, dance.
And that is the end of a show that I rated at 50 minutes. Probably now at 1 hour 20.
Yeah.
Oopsie! If you've enjoyed listening to the Variety Show podcast, you can find out more about us at Studio Channel 84. Studio Channel 84 is a indie podcast support network where small network providers join in and we all help each other out. Other podcasts include Lightly Used, Who Takes the Socks Off, and more importantly, not that they're not important, but to me, more importantly, The Untitled Trek Show.
Yay.
Head over to channel84.co.uk where you can find out about all the podcasts, because we all have our own page there. If you go onto the Variety Show page, you will find all our social media links. That includes Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, Threads, we're there. If you would like to email me directly, you can email tj@channel84.co.uk. You can email rob@channel84.co.uk. Or if you'd like to email both of us, you can send it to podcasts@channel84.co.uk. Failing that, send up Semaphore, Messenger Pigeon. We accept everything here. Rob, thank you very much as always.
Thank you.
Lot of fun. Love you lots and see you next time.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was The Variety Show. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.